Today's episode is brought to you by AutoGems, a detailer's best friend.
This is it, boys.
I'm the only one that's not drinking, so I'm going to have loads of fun.
Our Secret Santa to crack on with at some point.
I'm excited for a problem with drink because they all just bought me a bottle.
You know what? I said other week, I have never watched Doctor Who because I think it's fucking bullshit.
It's great,
and I watched
it
on Christmas Day and I thought, this one's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's two new characters.
Did you realise?
From Sex Education.
Yes. Yeah, Eric.
Was this the first...
That blonde chick from Coronation Street.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Was this the first... episode with the new Doctor.
Yeah.
Because he's been building him up for ages and I've not really paid attention. I know he's...
Well, it's...
He's coming and stuff.
From when I used to watch it, I mean, I haven't watched it properly for years and years.
I've never.
And yeah.
No.
I used to love it. I used to think it was great.
Fuck
it. But that was like my teenage years.
David Tennant were all right today, but I never properly...
That's where I was just going. The last time... When this new season came out, I was like, oh, fucking Doctor Who, I haven't watched that for years. And I... I've been the Doctor for fucking forever.
Sacre bleu.
Because there was that woman who was the previous one.
And I used to watch it for Billy Piper.
Oh, yeah, she's...
Oh, yeah, Billy's Billy's bang.
Oh, why?
Oh, so bangy.
Yeah, like a bit of Billy. You ever watch her in... What was that thing that she was in? Billy Piper. Diary of a Call Girl.
So no?
Diary of a Call Girl.
No. I watched...
Oh, mate, she was absolute fucking fire in that.
Was she?
She was always in her undies, wasn't
Josh ain't even in the conversation, by the way, and he's just gone, Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Because
he knows he's a fucking pervert.
He's...
Yeah.
Ash.
Exactly.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be
bit,
honest.
A little bit.
We all got dicks.
But yeah, she was great in that.
Put more effort into hiding it. But we're all perverts.
Yeah, we are, really.
In certain ways.
I like it. I like boobs.
Everyone likes boobs.
Yeah. Love boobs. My
Even gay men like boobs.
Yeah, they do,
they
actually.
Do.
Don't
I mean,
they?
Look, Josh, he loves it.
Yeah, it's so much so he's grown his own.
Are they gay, though, or they just pretend to be gay so they're around all the female mates?
Well,
so
you're the
can get
person
changed.
That can answer this.
No, because I am not gay, and I'm not pretend to be gay.
You just come across.
I don't come across anybody, thank you. But do they pretend to be gay so the female mates don't mind getting undressed in front of them?
It's a great...
I think that's just a straight person's fantasy.
It's a great way to infiltrate in it.
Like lesbians and that.
Yeah.
It's a great way to infiltrate.
Infiltrate.
It is, isn't it?
Sounds a bit predatory.
Yeah. It probably is, Dan, to be fair. If
using the word infiltrating.
If you think of it that way, it is predatory, isn't it?
You know? Who's tired? I've been so tired.
Matt's had half
week.
A beer and that's it. He's writ off.
I'm not. You can write on that, Dan, but on the back of it, just talking to him over there. It's me receipt for house windows.
For house windows.
House windows.
I don't see through a week, I see through a window. Now I can.
Now I can.
Now
I can see through windows. Now I've got no windows.
No smoky glass.
Thought at steamy windows.
Steamy windows.
What did you do with your pen?
What pen?
Well, I used it and I put it back in house. I've got a pencil.
For fuck's sake. It's got a pencil. So what did you get for Christmas, Brown, other than your bottles and your beers?
I've got this cool t-shirt that I'm wearing.
All right. That's cool.
That's cool.
I don't know who that is.
Cool it's t-shirt. The Misfits.
Misfits.
It's a band. Not quite like that.
You all right? You okay? Danny's just...
I got two bottles of whiskey. That's
two bottles of whiskey.
I got another.
Ooh, it's whiskey, but it's not as whiskey as the band, by the way.
Do you know what else I got?
What?
You're going to laugh.
Go on.
Does anybody know what a terrarium is?
Yes. Yeah. I've got one.
But I had one last year, and Amy's bought me a new one. I need to construct it.
I've got...
What the fuck?
It's a... You know what one is, don't you?
Mine's in the living room window.
Terrarium. It's a like a glass... It's a glass...
Oh, it's its own little ecosystem.
Yes, it's one of them.
Exactly,
and this one's a cool
is.
One. Because
self-contained.
It's like a handmade one. It's got all panels made Out of glass, funnily enough, but it's all like leaded as it's constructed.
Olden times.
It looks like that. So when it's all made and it hopefully make it look all good and stuff, and it'll look right.
The one that I've got is it's an enormous bottle, like a really big old demijohn, when you just fill it up full of stuff.
Ooh,
put a big cork in the top of it. And just leave it alone.
Yeah.
It literally does its own cycles inside.
My last one, the one I got
very boring,
last year,
but great.
Wow.
I overwatered it.
Sounds
easy mistake to make.
Made it go mushy.
Yeah, it went a bit mouldy, and it kept growing like mushrooms, these weird, like really tall, thin, scraggly things. So I kept chucking those away and wiping it and trying to get rid of the spores from because of the mould and stuff. And I've got it. It's now it's good.
Tricky is make
it's
sure
growing.
Enough,
everything's growing well. It looks right good.
Make sure you've got enough carbon in there.
You have like a layer of charcoal to filter it and stuff. And mine looks like quite nice.
Stick a tarantula in there.
Right up Josh's street, this is.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You're quite green fingered, aren't you, Josh?
I love it.
He said, yeah.
I love it.
Everybody said.
So I need to make it basically. I've got all the little plants ready to go in a bag of moss. I haven't made it yet.
Do you know where I got my moss from? Went up to Tyne Yard and they put some sleepers on the back of my trailer and there was a great big wedge of moss that had been stuck on it. And I was like, do you know where that'll fucking live?
Mm. It was as dry.
Yeah. And it was as dry as an un's chuff.
Oh, all right.
So
that's the beauty of it, isn't it? Because it spit it out.
I'll rehydrate it, fucking whack it in
there. Ooh, I tell you, best place for moss.
Yeah.
We got a box full of pine cones from the Clumber Park.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of moss there.
Floor's covered in it.
All the moss.
So I've got bits in my back garden that never gets the
sunlight.
Sun.
Yeah.
Like, down the
yeah.
Like,
where
roof
the moss lives.
That's where the moss lives.
Like roof moss that though, isn't it?
Hmm. But yeah. So that's one of the things.
Not just pigeon shit. It is, isn't it? That's what creates roof moss, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bastard. It is, isn't it? You can make it with yogurt.
What, moss?
Yeah, apparently
natural,
so.
Completely natural yogurt. Spread that on it and leave it out, and then it sort of
mosses up.
It mosses up, yeah.
All right.
Does it
not just turn mouldy?
Nah, bro, mosses, bro.
All right. Well, you learn something new every day, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some pants. I've got some Oddballs pants.
Oh. Well, they've got a big sale on at the minute.
We've all got Oddballs, though, haven't we?
Yeah, I've got one bigger than other.
So when I put these on earlier,
not quite as bad as Josh.
I went to put these on, my new pants, and I sent Amy a series of photos of me just
posing in the pants.
Posing in them. And obviously, in between some of the photos of me just posing was me just hanging my balls out.
Good lad.
Out at the side of
my
pants.
Go have a knacker out.
In between a style.
Go have a knacker out.
Kind of.
I hope to see them on the Patreon, on the Discord.
Do you know what? I considered putting it on, but then I thought, nobody actually wants to see my balls. Even Amy didn't.
Everybody wants to see balls. Everybody wants to see balls.
I'd love to see your balls.
Look, my balls.
We've got a gun
shot in the dick.
We've got a high-powered Nerf gun knocking around in here, which
Dan keeps shooting me in
worrying.
Absolute child at the trigger.
I hate it.
It was a good shot as well because it's a really small target.
Well, as soon as I walked through the door, Josh fucking got me in headlock and tried to fuck me up with it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. So what did you get, Matt? What did Santa bring you?
Well, quite a lot, actually.
Oh god,
he's a very lucky
spoiled bastard.
I am. So let's just say clothes.
Clothes.
Clothes, aftershave, trainers, slippers. Just
too much.
Bits and bobs, you know.
Can you stop touching the mic?
Yes I can.
You got just lots of stuff.
I got a bit.
That's good. That's good. Did you enjoy your day?
I did.
Did you give yourself indigestion?
Kerry didn't, but I did.
Meat sweats.
Did she get stressful?
Why didn't Kerry?
Because she's always in kitchen, as she should be, cos woman.
Obviously, goes without saying.
went there.
But no, we go around to her mum and dad's, and there's other people that go around there.
All right.
But they don't go out, so it's all left to Kerry and her mum. So they're busy.
Is Kerry the older of the sisters?
The youngest of the three.
She's the youngest?
There's no sisters. She's got two brothers and they've obviously got wives.
Oh, right, okay.
But yeah, it's just very busy for Kerry.
Bless.
Stressful.
Christmas is stressful, isn't it?
Do you go and relieve a bit of stress from her?
No, I dry it pots.
Do you add to it?
You probably do. Josh brought her some flowers today.
Oh, did you, Josh? What a guy.
She went bath. I took him up to her and she fucking cried.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you let Josh take him up?
I says take him up. And
she's in bath, take him up. I wouldn't have even needed an invite. I'd have been straight up there. She's in bath. Okay.
I'll take your shoes off.
Sprinting upstairs.
I wouldn't have even touched the stairs, Matt.
Steep stairs. Steep stairs.
They fucking are, actually. They are.
Ooh.
I nearly fell down them on your 40th.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but I was a little bit drunk.
I don't think I noticed, but I think certain people did, yeah.
Yeah, I hid it really well, didn't I?
Really
was
well,
that the
night
you tried to finger everybody?
Yeah.
Including that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not like me.
Yeah.
Just backed onto
I
it.
Did.
I did, yeah. Backed into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you give me cramps. I don't know how you got them off your fingers. You should drag them on floor, you Neanderthal. Sorry.
Not that bad.
Two.
Fucking hell, what's going on here?
Fucking shot
they've
game.
Eventually put a shot in the fucking, in the thingy, haven't they?
So they're playing like a, what's that game called? It's got a name, on it?
It's like swing. Ringo or something, isn't it called?
Yeah, you
Dan, what's the game called?
You swing the little.
So you've got to.
You swing the little ring, and you've got to get it on the hook.
And what shot have you got?
And when you win, you move the shot glass towards the person who's
Copperberg
you're playing against.
You're alright with Copperberg. I'm Brewdog. Mango vodka. Nah, fuck that.
Fuck that shit, man.
Mango's an awful fruit. Mango's one of those fruits that looks like it should be really nice and tasty and tropical.
I like mango.
It's all right with certain things. Yeah,
it's just shit.
It's pretty bitter, isn't
it? Yeah, it looks like it should be really sweet. And I think it's really shit.
I like it.
I like Rubicon mango and that. I'm not a big fan.
No. Sooner have pineapple or orange.
I cocked up one day though, and I bought a carton of Rubicon mango.
Still.
It was slimy. It had like a slimy texture to it.
Check it out, bro.
I did.
Drink.
So Ash.
We're putting Josh to bed in a minute.
You've left, haven't you?
I've left.
You've gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're now branching out with like with an extra
looking for another podcast member.
Yeah. So
so Ash
fuck this
left.
Guy.
Ash has left. What a cunt.
Don't like that.
He's gone and left us, and now he works for someone else.
Yeah, work for the weekend boss. I've had a bit of upsetting news as well.
Why?
I'm not getting the truck straight away that he told me I was getting.
Definitely shouldn't.
Because it's quite a complicated story, but...
you shot me again!
New guy shouldn't get
that's
decent
it. I'm
truck.
Swapping now.
Well, no, because it's not
Matt,
the decentest
well,
of the truck.
I'm swapping. Josh is coming in because he keeps shooting at me. I'm going to shoot at him.
You're having a game of
Brown,
ring.
Brown has lost
his
fucking shit. So what was I saying? Yeah, I'm not getting the big silver one straight away. I will be getting it, but just not right now.
Yeah.
It's quite a complicated story, but...
No, please.
It is what it is.
Tell us.
It's basically somebody's...
Pray tell.
Somebody's not left that said they was leaving. They did a cart right. Pussied out.
Oh, you don't do that pussying out shit,
no,
do you, bro?
No.
You, when you off, say you're leaving, bro, you fucking leave, don't you, innit?
Yeah, even if I wouldn't have come back, even if I didn't have a job to go to, because I just can't save the face that much.
Innit?
I can float if you want.
He's floating. Oh, don't sit on my here fucking prezzy.
Ah! Now he's molesting me. With his hat on sideways. Defo a predator, you. Are you in, Josh?
Predator,
yeah,
fucking
please.
Rough that.
What is it?
That Copperberg rum. It's rank.
Is it rum or gin?
Don't
I can
fucking have
gin.
It.
You want to try it? Brewdog rum.
Well, to be fair, they're probably all right if you're going with a mixer, but when they're on their own,
it's
not for me.
Oof.
Just don't hit me in eyeballs. Shoot me again, it turns me on.
Don't hit him in the belly button either, you'll never get it back.
Yeah, just gone. Shoo. That was
rude.
Rude.
What?
Rude.
That's so rude.
I'm sick of this abuse, mate.
That's so rude.
Shouldn't dish out. You can't take it.
I know.
Tell
like
them you fuck off with that gun. Before I cunt.
You mean you're on about a demijohn?
Yeah.
I had a demijohn, but Lisa sorted it out.
Save that.
I did save that, yeah. What's a demijohn? Is it like a massive bottle?
Yeah. That's what you brew.
Hold on. Whoa. I don't get that.
What, a demijohn?
Yeah.
It's your demijohn. It's
but
a
Lisa sorted it out. Yeah, demijohn. Yeah, so it's not funny if I have to explain it. Demijohn.
I had a
semi-on.
It was a play on words,
fucking
it was fucking shit.
It's not funny.
That's why
if
I didn't,
no, I didn't get it. Silicon sound on like semi-on.
I've been fucking popped.
Let me turn you on a bit.
It's bust a cap in my ass.
Daft cunt.
Where's it gone? Get off me.
Me and one of your fucking rolls dissing me, fat cunt.
Fucking.
Hey, you don't say that.
No, you can't say. I can say that. I can call him fat because I'm fat.
Always reminds me of Step Brothers. That hey, you don't say that. So funny.
I don't know Step Brothers.
Fucking.
Oh, give over.
Watch it.
Step Brothers is.
Watch it.
I think Step Brothers.
Watch your
is
face.
Probably,
watch it.
Watch your face.
That's very crackly.
Step Brothers is probably one of my loud. Top so films. Top funny, films of all
funny film.
Time.
I have seen it. Film.
Have you seen it?
Schwarzenegger and De Niro.
No, you
yeah,
dickhead.
That's them,
twins.
Mate, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Go on, then, what is it?
It's Will Ferrell and fucking, what's his name?
Oh,
did twins. You touch my drum set?
Yeah, that one.
I did your drum set. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes, Matt. don't disturb me when I'm holding my room.
Yeah.
That one.
Don't touch my ears.
Officer Doofy. Smell my fingers.
Is he in it as well?
It's my ass.
I watched Black Adam.
Did
hey,
you?
That's a good film.
I thought that were all right. Got on with
Black
that.
Adam. Adam.
That's the one. John C. Reilly. Yeah, John C. Reilly.
I don't see colour.
I watched Talladega Nights the other day as well.
Oh, that
that's
reminds
a great
me
of film.
I can't see colour. That reminds me of Mr. Chow on Hangover. Cut the grey wire. I got grey, light grey, dark grey. Oh, Chow, he colourblind. So good.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. You're rubbish because you don't watch films.
He does watch films, but they're all about fucking war and shit.
Do I you? Watched Bridge Over River Kwai today.
Did you? I mean, hey. I bet you've watched UFC.
Did you order some
Netflix,
food?
Haven't you?
Gonna say you need to tell them.
That's only film that I've ever walked.
What
out
on
of
Netflix?
U571.
I have not seen that.
That's the only one that I've ever walked out of cinema on. But I were about 13.
Isn't that the U boat that's in Liverpool? It is, isn't it?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Are you sure?
No. Did it get sunk?
Yeah.
Why is it in Liverpool then?
They brought it to Liverpool.
Really? Is not it sure. parked next to Yellow Submarine?
Yeah.
Tell you what, Matt's favourite Christmas film is.
What?
Schindler's List.
Oh, I know, fucking hell. And you stole that one, didn't you? And chucked it on Discord.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll steal Matt's funny.
Yeah, too right. Fucking too right.
Popping off on Discord, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going mad. I love it.
I think it's great. Brownie loves
it, doesn't
he? I've
got back into
it.
Got
into
it.
A little forum, innit? Yeah. We're building a real life community. It's great.
They're all our friends.
It's good because everybody that joins is instantly accepted. And took piss out of straight
like,
away. Yeah. And if they don't take a picture of the sins having a shit, they're just fucked off.
Welcome to cuddle.
No one's fucked off.
Nobody's fucked off. But I'm just saying, like, they just you don't get accepted as much as if you take
you
a naked
right.
shit picture.
Look,
Everyone's accepted.
Yeah, but you're part of us though, so you're alright. We'll carry you.
Everybody's
we need
accepted.
We need to see them oddballs boxers. That's what we need to see.
We just need to see.
I've seen plenty of oddballs boxers.
Well,
you can see oddballs if you want.
Well, he's having a poo. Oh, fucking Priest, he had his tail out the other day.
Hey, I like oddball stuff.
A small section.
Have you got monthly subscription or have you just had some bought?
Only a section.
like an eighth of it or something.
Just show me
top
about
an eighth
that. Show me top at shaft.
Fucking old love length
I'm
over here.
I'm in your shaft.
Get shaft out, Brown.
Get shaft,
hey!
Shaft out.
Pull out on the
lads,
fucking Discord.
Brown.
Get it posted, you dickhead.
Show me.
Get it posted.
Let me see it.
Show us here. I can't see it.
And I bet she thought, oh my God, I can't wait to get home on that. Bless him.
So I've got to go
Brown,
to the toilet.
Seen
and
it.
Me
I've
seen
your dick before.
Do you know what, I've had for Christmas?
But it's crooked.
What?
I've had two packs of pants, a pack of socks, and some hand cream.
I had to go
and
buy me
a fucking Green Bay jersey. Anybody that's seen on Discord, I'm clearly not a Green Bay fan.
What the fuck is Green Bay?
American football.
Oh, no,
so
no,
I wanted
no.
a Tampa Bay jersey. And my
they've got green and Tampa.
My nan bought me a Green Bay jersey.
She just did Bay, didn't she?
And it, unbelievable.
Fucking
I like green. Man. It goes well with me, but...
She definitely went into the shop and went, I support some Bay team.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
I think,
my love, it'll be Tampa Bay.
No,
no,
know what? I
no
think
Green Bay.
I think it is. It's because they've both got 12 on front.
Oh, no.
So she's gone, oh, this is the same. It's just a different colour.
Tampon Bay don't sound very nice.
Tampon Bay. Oh, no, that'd be grim, wouldn't it? I'll be fucking
green. I'll be red.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched him. I watched a bit of... sort of flicking
you're
from
a fucking animal.
You know, between, like, you know, you're just, like, flicking. and I put movies on, and they were Bad Neighbours 2. You know, we Zac Efron and Seth Rogen.
I've seen that one.
Funny as fuck. She's fit. But they're like throwing tampons at house. She's like, oh my God, they're throwing tampons. And there's just fucking tampons hitting house. And the kid's picking one up, swinging it around and that.
You see, I've seen that film, but I cannot remember that.
Because Zac Efron in it.
I don't think I've seen it.
It looks, it's good in it. I think if I were to be gay, it'd be for a Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Ryan Reynolds, mate.
I haven't seen him lately,
he's proper fucked his face up.
He's had work.
Yeah, he's... But when I watched it ages ago,
you know that one with Jennifer Lawrence where she's naked on beach? That new one, Hard Feelings.
She's fucking smoked.
The first opening scene in that, her face is like...
Yeah.
Just filled. She's clearly had it all just filled in.
Bollocks, innit? Why do they do it?
Let me tell you a funny story. Went to my nan's the other day and I was like, you know when you've got to duck round before Christmas, you're like, hiya, here's your presents and fucking all it, that usual shit.
Yeah, that usual
shit. I'll come
shit,
to pick that up, all that stuff. And just as I was going out, my auntie were walking in. And my auntie has Botox fillers in.
Yeah.
And she got bruise on her head and I was like, oh, have you banged your head? Poke. Poked her right on head. And I were expecting to leave like a dint. Fingerprint dint in her head. And she's like, oh no, I must have banged it. I must have banged it. Not telling my nan that she's getting fucking Botox fills. It's ridiculous, man. Some of them are just fucking
I don't know why
stupid.
They do it.
Because you look at them and go, you've got to look in mirror and think, your day-to-day look is ruined by sticking all this in your face.
No man in
history. It might look good for one Instagram picture.
Yeah, yeah.
But then for the rest of your days, you're just looking like a fucking... like you've been stung.
But no man in history has ever gone, I know what she needs. Bigger lips.
That's it, innit? I ain't no you bigger don't. Lips.
That is it. Or eyelashes. Don't. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Nobody... Oh, did you see that video over there? With big eyelashes on that boat. And she couldn't open her eyes because they were fucking flapping it wind.
Have you seen adverts for Kate Beckinsale?
No.
She's done something weird to her face.
Oh, I right liked Kate Beckinsale. What was that so what was nice. That vampire one that she was in?
Underworld.
Oh
yeah.
She looked smoking in that. Yeah.
She used to babysit my friend.
Fuck off.
Did she?
Is this another Cassie used to go out with Buffy story?
In Nottingham. Well,
give up.
He says so.
Don't believe you.
Remember Lewis Winfield?
Yes.
Yeah. He used to get babysat by her.
No,
In Nottingham.
Don't believe
I've never researched it. Where's she from? Originally, Dan.
She used to live in Doncaster.
Utah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Have a look.
Have a look, Dan.
Kate Beckinsale.
And Kate Winslet.
Don't bend down like that, Dan.
Kate Winslet.
I watched the Right Island going on. Proper monk.
That episode, Extras, you know, when...
I thought he was going to fucking smack his head off that thing then.
Yeah.
She's doing dirty phone calls.
Well, my sister's picking him up today, so he better not be on Turbo Shandies this year.
No Turbo Shandies tonight.
He was fucked last year, weren't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she lived in Nottingham.
She went to Oxford University.
Yeah, and she lived in Nottingham.
I think this kid's full of shit.
Did she live in Nottingham, though?
I'm going to no point in her life ever.
I might make one of these.
I've told so many people.
Yeah, David Beckham used to babysit me when I was a kid.
I once delivered a sofa to Angelina Jolie.
I fucked a dog.
Yeah, that one's true, though. So you've got to say one that sounds made up.
Go on then, Dan, we're waiting for you.
Who else? Sheridan Smith, she's quite local to me, yeah.
Sheridan Smith is one of these, like, she's hearing some stuff and go, oh my God, she's bang-tied. Because, like, when she were on, like, 2 pints of lager, you were like...
You know when she were in 2 pints of lager?
Oh, did you deliver something to her, did you?
No.
I fingered her.
My mate Craig.
Oh, did he finger her?
Well, he went out with her, so, yeah. He fingered her, he fucked her, he did everything to her.
Sure, believe you, yeah.
Yes. Seriously, 100%, yeah.
Believe you, yeah.
That Craig that Rhea?
Yeah.
Craig.
Craig. Is Craig?
Craig Sandow.
Craig.
Used to go out here.
How do they call it Craig? I don't believe you.
Priest's just on the right moment.
When Cass went out with Buffy.
I am telling the fucking truth.
Yeah. He is telling the truth. Look at his missus now.
I know.
She once wanked off a unicorn.
See?
Well, that's bullshit, because unicorns aren't real.
It was a girl unicorn.
You can be out you want nowadays, can't you?
Definitely can be out you want nowadays.
You want. If you want to be a unicorn, you can be a unicorn.
I saw a video on Instagram the other day of a woman that had gone into doctors because she wasn't feeling very in hospital. We're in America, so she's gone into hospital. But she was videoing.
Right. As
she's
you
like, I'm clearly a man, gone through transition. You're all right, Matt?
I'm clearly just a man,
gone through transition. And then she goes into doctors and they tell her that she's 6 weeks pregnant. And she's like, well, that's impossible because I'm a man. And they're like, no, you was a woman, and before you transition, you're pregnant. And she's like, no, that's fucking impossible. You can't tell me that I'm pregnant. Proper kicking off. And the doctor gets right arse on and starts having a go at her.
Right.
And telling it like, fact. This is what's happened before you tried it. And then she's pregnant. Like, well, you're just rude, aren't you? And she's like, well, I tried using my bedside etiquette, but you didn't want to hear it. So now I'm going to fucking tell you. I laid into her and like told her straight. You was a woman. You are pregnant. So whether you want to be or not, you're pregnant. Yeah. You're having a baby, whether you're a man or a fucking woman. You're having a baby.
Oh, can she's you just imagine trying it?
I couldn't feel that. I couldn't fucking do it. No, she was clearly one of these that were like just starting transition. So she's just chucked on a tracksuit and gone, oh, I'm not going to be.
Just stick pubes on her face.
Yeah, I'm not going to be Joanne. I'm going to be Joe.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I'd cope well with one of these people.
Did she have a baby then?
Well, I don't know, because I'm guessing it was quite early.
Well, no, I need to know.
I didn't watch Rest It video.
Is she still pregnant?
Probably, yeah.
Is he still?
We need answers, Josh.
But I think I'd be all right for about 5 minutes with one of these people arguing with him, and then I'd just go mad.
Yeah.
I think I'd just lose it with him.
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
I think I would. Is it Ben Shapiro? Ben Shapiro. He was arguing with one.
Don't shoot me in the dick, like, judges.
You can't tell me what I am. And he was like, I can tell you exactly what you are because of facts and science.
Cause fact.
And she was like, well, no, I have a choice. And he was like, so how old are you? She was like, 21. He was like, why aren't you 30? She didn't have a fucking answer to him.
Just
put a big hole in her arm.
Silly
cunt.
You're right. It's just a good argument.
It's getting out of control.
Out of control. Too many fucking people didn't get a slap when they were a kid. That is the problem.
They've changed that law thing at school, haven't they? Where they don't have to pander to kids.
Have they?
Yeah. So they can just tell if they're a girl, they're a girl. If they're a boy, they're a boy.
Yeah. Just shut the fuck up and stop being a dickhead, Jake.
Yeah. Shut up, David.
Yeah. I don't care if you want to be called Davina today.
Yo, David.
Yeah, fuck that.
With a dick.
Hey, what did
who's banging over there?
What did you think to us Christmas do this year?
I didn't mind it. I didn't enjoy the axe throwing because I was shit at it.
Yeah, just a quick reminder. We went to Boom Battle Bar in Sheffield, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you did actually drink that time because you had a lift, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
It was a shame that you didn't stay out because we had a right good time. We had a lovely time.
Oh, we did have a lovely time.
Such a lovely time.
Brown told me 15 times on train on way back. Yeah.
And now,
what a lovely night.
I like to think that I've got like natural Viking blood in me. And I think
you fucking
haven't. Fucking proved
you fucking haven't.
Good workman blames his tools. Them axes were wank. I were expecting like a proper fucking axe, like long fucking handle that
fair.
You can have an end job. It was like a Poundland one.
They look like them 4 quid things from Range.
Yeah, they look like one of them that you could fit in like a tiny toolbox. It's about the size of your fist, with just an hammer and head on top. Just fuck off, you dickhead.
Yeah, it's because you're left-handed, you cunt.
You went practising week
before.
There
was left-handed axes.
There's no way you'd never done that before.
I didn't enjoy it that much, but I enjoyed night.
So, well, we did shuffleboard and all, and then yeah.
That were quite fun.
Dan nearly died with peanut sand on thing.
Don't understand.
But then we.
I don't either.
I think best thing of that night was German doner kebab.
Oh, that yeah, it fucking was.
That was fucking unreal, wasn't it?
All right, shut the fuck
up.
But
do you know when I was coming to do? Because mine's on tram route, so I left car at home, got tram. Right. And it were a lot busier than I expected.
You set your eyes on the target before you'd even got in the
Boom
Battle Bar, didn't you?
That's fucking sound. I'll park car in park and ride. I'll get tram into town. Sound. Sits on tram. It were busy as fuck.
Yeah.
Right. So this woman, I sat on one of them four seats, you know, where two face two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this woman sits opposite me. I say a woman. She were a woman. She were like 20s. Bit of a scruff.
She might have been a pregnant
hair
man.
All over the place, right? Leggings on. Fake Uggs with carrier bags in.
Slagwellies.
Fucking, yeah, she's got this jacket on, you know, with belt in middle. All that sort of shit. She sits there, and then she starts, like, fidgeting around on her ass.
She wanted
and
to
I'm, like,
beer.
Looking at her in the corner of my eye. She only went and scratched a minge, and then fucking sniffed it.
Was it
trying
above
to do it on cue? Like, she, like, scratched, like, went to, like, as if she were pulling her pants out or a fanny.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, when...
Very, very eloquent.
And I was just
Josh.
Like, oh no. And then I'm straight on phone then messaging your fucking idiots going, oh my God, this woman's fucking just scratched a minge in front of me and then sniffed it. Text Lisa the same. 2 minutes later, fucking did it again.
Was she above
dirty
the trousers
bitch.
Or below?
What do you mean?
Was she?
Oh, she didn't like reach and in a pants.
I was going to say and in pants.
Yeah,
or not.
Was she just like when, just like adjusted herself and then fucking scratched a minge and sniffed it? So but did it been, twice?
Might have been yesterday's tea.
Fuck, it was somebody's tea, I think.
She'd had a portion of sausage.
It was fucking somebody's tea. Night before, and she was like,
oh, I shouldn't, I really miss him.
Yeah. But and then another story from that night is I went, we obviously went and had a good night, and then me and Paul got tram back.
Yes.
I had to get tram back to Park and Ride where a car were. But that's probably about a mile and a half from my house.
I know this story.
Might even be 2 miles, something like that. And I thought, fucking hell, I've got to walk this. And there's a BP garage halfway. I thought, if I could get in there and there's a taxi in, I'm in. So I walked to the BP garage, taxi on pump. I thought, get in. Don't have to fucking walk all the way home. I said, mate, can I get a lift? He was like, where are you going? I went back into Killamar. She was like, yeah, yeah, get in. And then I just hear this voice from the other side of the garage go, nah, fuck that, mate. Get in here, I'll take you for no. And this guy were pissing up garage. Because I'm guessing he'd gone for a toilet and there weren't one. So he's just pissing up door.
As you do.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, yeah, all right. So I went and gets in this, like, this black Audi. He got a pint of lager in cup holder. And when I say a pint of lager, I don't mean like a pint can. Like glass and lot. San Miguel. In glass, in fucking centre console, bag of sniff on gear stick.
Living on the edge.
And it's like, flies out of garage, million miles an hour. Whoa. Straight out. Over at Bridges into Killamarsh, music blaring. He's like, oh, fuck paying them taxes, mate. They'll charge you like 20 quid just to get in. And every time he said that to me, it went up like a fiver. So he's like, fuck them taxes, mate. They'll charge you 25 just to get you into Killamarsh. And then by the time we got home, we were up to like 45. They'll charge you 45 quid to just drop you off here, mate. I'm like, all right. It's like, I'm trying to calm down a bit because I had a kid 3 days ago, so I've only got one bag of sniff. Fucking hell. I was like holding on to the fucking handle for dear life thinking, it was one of them that were a right good idea at the time, but then you know when you get in it and you have like that, fucking minute of realisation.
Moment of realisation.
Go, oh no.
I could actually
he's
die.
Like, where do you live? I was like, just here, mate, just here.
Yeah. Jump me out, Aldi.
Did you have to suck him off for the journey?
No, I didn't, no. He was quite, he was a nice enough kid. He was just fucking...
Nice
like,
enough kid? Drink driving on
wrong
gear.
Path.
Bad lad, I would not have got in that.
And then right, his mate rang him while we were driving into Killamarsh. He's like, where the fuck are you? Where are you? He's like, I'm here, I'm just dropping this lad off. I'll be here in a minute, I'm here in a minute. And then he like dropped me off at 12:30 at end of our road and just flies down the road like, me mate, 12:30.
So, like, drink driving.
Mate. Stay out of trouble.
Drug driving,
yeah.
And on the phone while driving,
yeah.
Josh will get a lift with him.
Yeah, Josh. In hindsight, it probably weren't my best decision, but it was a good story for Pop.
Were it a nice car?
Good content.
A nice car?
It was an A4 on like a 12.
Nice and shiny?
No.
Let's have a word from our sponsors. So, AutoGems. With years of experience in the industry, AutoGems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else. And I tell you what, they are
really good, aren't they?
When they first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So we gave them a bit of a mention then, and
yeah,
I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full one to send, but the bits that I have used, the smaller bottles, fucking ace.
You've got to get on it. You've just got to get on the website, auto-gems.co.uk, and
hyphen.
Yeah, the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that.
They're my new fave.
They're my new after my snow foam.
They've got a really good detailing set. I've seen it with
all the sets. They've got all the sets.
All the stuff.
Everything you need.
Everything. There's more things you.
Yeah. Fucking right good.
Very
so
good,
nice. So nice.
Personal recommendation. They need to do a chrome cleaner for all truck tanks.
Yeah, well, even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck, obviously. They don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought. Get it in your truck. Get interior cleaner, you smell it.
Yeah, you, Brown. Buy some, put it in your lorry.
So I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you. In fact, both of you.
Why don't you shut up?
Well sorted. Scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, yeah, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it. Get it bought. We'll see there. And we're back in the room. So that'll have kept his car nice and shiny.
It will have done. Some
of that. Could have probably done with it. Less likely to get pulled over in a nice car, aren't you?
So here we are now. I think we're going to do... What are you doing with this bag?
Secretive Santa.
Secret Santa.
Yeah.
think we're going to do Santa. Secret Santa.
What are we doing?
We're going to get Secret Santa.
Jingle bells, Christmas jingle bells, jingle.
Time. Before we start the Secret Santa, though, can I just say happy birthday to Spike?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is one of our patrons.
Okay, to Spike. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Marth. This is an official shout out.
Right there, Marv. Happy birthday to you.
Combine Harvester, Combine Harvester, Combine Harvester.
Fuck on
that. I know nobody else will understand what I've just said, but he'll know.
Ah, I knew he said Combine Harvester.
No, I didn't say Combine Harvester.
Having a birthday in December, hadn't it?
So shit.
Lisa's, it's 4th of January.
Yeah.
And she still gets presents that are like, that's for Christmas and your birthday. Oh. It's a different month, mate.
I'm 45.
It's a different fucking month.
It's not Sam.
She's got to have the worst birthday ever, because even if you're born on New Year's Day, at least people are still like having a drink and that. I'm still off work, but 4th, that's like back in work. Everybody's on diets. Nobody's spending.
Yeah. My page is 16.
Her birthdays are horrendous, but even that's better than 4th. Gotta be on it. Fucking terrible time.
I don't know.
So we're gonna get this cracking then.
Get this cracking.
Yeah, we are in a minute.
Who's got what?
First of all,
I've got
a bit of an admission to do as well.
Oh, fucking hell, Josh. Go on, then.
For sake.
Your Secret Santa were more than a fiver.
Right, we're on Secret Santa in a minute.
Oh.
We've got we've got an important thing to sort out.
Okay.
A bit of admin.
Cuckoo.
That's who's putting break on.
Sure. That didn't sound like a break.
Skirt.
Goss, this cunt's leaving.
He's left. Oh.
Yeah, but he's still here now as we record this in Living People. Okay. But he's left and he don't work with us anymore.
You're dead to us. Who doesn't he work for anymore?
Not telling you. So if anyone wants to join Team JTA, then send your applications
fuck off.
Us.
I'm not leaving JTA, boys.
You are?
I'm not.
We're telling you are.
No, right, okay. This is my last episode. Be nice knowing you guys.
They ain't going to let you come anymore.
Because you don't work at the same company as us now, we're fucking you off. So if you want to come and join us and you don't work for us, we'll accept you.
Bit weird. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Dickhead. You should understand being pikey and that. So yeah, you're leaving.
Being
pikey.
We've had a bit of whip around. We've had a bit of a whip around.
Oh, you have.
We have.
Oh. Ashley, we've had the whip around.
So special.
You look special.
You do look special, to be fair.
And here comes Dittler.
What we got?
Were you giftlers?
Ah, you cunt. He fucking shot me.
So there's a card for you there.
Ash bash, bum rash, sloppy gash.
If you'd like to open the card and read your...
I'll open the card. Hang on a sec.
Read your well wishes from us lovely four.
Adios, amigo. Good riddance, you cunt, from Danielle. Siddy, we're better off without you, from M to the B. Don't let the door smack your ass on the way out. Love from Dan. You'll be missed. No, you won't. You ship jumping cunt, from Josh. So, lovely words there, guys.
Lovely
Thank
words.
You so Heart much.
Felt.
Ash, just Absolutely. So you know, I really meant it.
We all mean it.
Absolute bunch of cunts.
It's
deep
down
do you know what,
in
though?
His heart. Like, Josh, me and Josh had a little bit of a moment. He texts me and he was like...
Being boyfriends, you're gonna.
Yeah. He texts me and he was like, oh, I've just realised... He was on a night out on my last day. I've just realised I'm not going to see you in the yard ever again. And I was like, fuck off, Josh. You'll set me off crying.
Your truck will just be an empty shell when I get back. Although it won't.
It won't.
Fucking Andrew
Fergie
will
yeah, but Fergie was straight
around
in it.
In actual fact, so, you're in yours.
What we're going here anyway?
It's fine. It's not mine anymore,
not
is
yours
it?
No more.
We've got the Kraken. Fucking good lads. Thank you very much.
I went and got you that, and then got told to take it back because they told me to be safe.
No, what he picked up first is I'm a bit funny with rum.
Yeah.
I like my rum, but oat flavoured.
He likes your bum.
It's quite particular.
Did he pick the coffee one up?
No, he got the cherry one, but it's very overpowering cherry as the Kraken rum. So we thought,
don't
stick
with
the original.
That's
no,
perfect.
It's great.
Right. That's perfect.
He knows, doesn't
he?
I've had it before and it's great.
So I had to take it
the
back.
You've had the cherry one before?
Yeah, I liked it.
It's nice.
Yeah, I liked
it's just
it,
very
but it's very strong.
Overpowering.
Yeah.
I had to take it back and swap it.
It's good gear. It's good gear.
Yeah, well, I went and swapped
you,
it.
You so just ADHD
kid. Back to Josh's admittance.
Yeah.
I'm slightly over a fiver as well because I went round Meadowhall and I could not find.
Well, this is what I added. I left it till last minute, as in I went today. Yeah. I went this morning thinking, oh, it's all right, I'll find something. Could I, fuckers? And it was that busy that I was like,
nothing.
I'm just buying that.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, I wanted to buy a shit jokey fucking, you know, like one of these mugs with thinging bottom, with finger sticking out at the bottom when you get to bottom of the tier. I went to get one of them, something stupid like that. Or one of them with all dicks on.
Yeah. I went into Ann Summers and I was going to get Dan a cup with loads of dicks on, but then I was like, oh no, if he takes it home to his kids, because he's quite good with his kids, like I would be able to take that home.
Oh,
to
I'd
my
be
kids.
Able to take it home, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, my kids would be like, hey, Dad's got dicks on his cup. But like Dan's kids would be like, why has your cup got rockets all over it, Dad?
So that is a genuine good thing, and you need to let me know if it's any good, because I am going to.
Are we opening them
one.
Now, are we?
Are we?
Yeah, let's
why
do, let's
not?
Go on then, Ash. Get yours off first.
I'll start
Come
first.
On, Ash.
I'll start first. Here Can you pass that
little,
to Dip for me?
This is not red so, box. Not so secret Santa, because so we all know
it is secret.
Before. It's all very right. well wrapped, Joshua. Very,
I did that
very well.
Before I left the house.
Did you?
Just like, pay for that. If you don't rip it, you can use it again.
It's nice and thick.
It's got animals on
it. You can use it again.
Oh, he's ripped it.
Oh, he's ripped it.
Useless cunt.
Ripped it.
You could have wallpapered caravan with that.
What the fuck is that? A handheld vacuum.
I thought I'll go in your nice new silver truck that you're not getting.
Yeah. How are you supposed to get in nooks and crannies with that?
This is a great idea.
It's actually a desktop little handheld Hoover, isn't it? But I thought it'd be all right if I just
well,
whip it.
Do you reckon it'll get the crumbs off my belly?
I don't
belly?
Know if it's any good, to be fair. But
no, that's very nice, that.
Right, let's get mine open.
It was more than £5 anyway, so it better come.
There's Matt's mine. Opening his. No, that this was perfect. Off. Thank you very much, Josh. I you appreciate
welcome.
It. Oh,
it's
actually
yeah,
something
nice.
You can use and not just go, oh, that's funny. What?
Yeah. Are you,
Lisa does that and I fucking hate it.
Have you got...
Excuse me? What are you doing here? Fucking opening them up.
Dan,
not on mic.
Dan.
Fucking hell.
Come and sit here and explain what's in that bag.
Lisa does this, right? I could spend all bastard day wrapping and moving stuff and hiding stuff. And you know what she'll do? She'll get a fucking present and she'll hold it and go, it's one of them. And you'll go, well, what's fucking point in me even wrapping it? Pisses me off. She's done it all the time we've been
fucking
together.
Women.
And I fucking hate. I've even wrapped stuff in, like, you know when you put it in, like, a shoebox to yeah. disguise it? She'll still know where it is. But other day, I was wrapping them with Phoebe. I've got,
Phoebe.
Her, got her a diary. She likes these M&S diaries because they're like family planners.
Yeah.
And I got her a book. She like I got her the it says Matthew Perry book. Fucking Phoebe's like, it's some, Phoebe were like, it's something you like to do. Right. And Lisa were like, reading. And Phoebe went, yeah, but you don't know what book it is. I'm like, oh my, fuck's sake. Shut up. Stop talking.
Whoa,
stop telling
out.
Her.
You're getting loud.
I know. I don't know why it's coming out all loud and squeaky.
So distorted.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I've got some old fart fudge and a bag of tackies.
It's like old fart.
Oh, I hope so.
Because somebody stuck to budget and every other cunt's gone off.
Yeah, I did go off.
Oh, a pound or two.
£2.
Mine so, were like double.
So Ashley, hilariously, has got me some caffeine shampoo to stimulate my hair growth and some combs.
Yeah, but you laugh, but if it fucking works, who's going to be laughing then?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try it, obviously.
It, not going to
oh,
say no.
And he's actually got something wrapped up to Dittler from Pikey Pete. And I said, I guess that this being an action figure.
What is that?
So I've opened mine and I've got, amazingly, two bottles of Hobgoblin beer, which I love. Hobgoblin beer. I can't even say it.
Hop,
hilariously, I've got a packet of wank wipes. Like the wet wipes. It says, if wanking was a crime, you would be in jail for life. If it isn't any good, you only have yourself to blame. Travel size for that person on the move.
That's you all over that,
you
isn't
it?
Right.
To be fair, though, if it were a crime, jail would be the place to be, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Everybody in here is wanking silly.
Get this. Using this product regularly can reduce the stress,
how many shots have you
strengthen
had?
Your arm muscles, relieve sexual tension, helps in deeper sleep. It's there for laughs.
Helps in deeper sleep.
Makes your life easier. No cuddle or small talk required.
True story.
Wank. The wipes are wank.
I was going to get you. You also got me an action figure of Marvel's Toad. And I don't know if this is a euphemism about the tongue thing. Some sort of pervy type reference.
It's not, no. But we was talking about if you was going to be a Marvel character.
If I was going to be one.
If you was going to be a superhero. you would be...
I'd be a toad.
It'd be Captain Perth.
You wouldn't be a toad. But I didn't really have anything else that I could get for a fiver. So
I don't know if this is offensive or not.
What's the biggest dictator in Marvel?
It's £4.60. Right. It was on sale in game.
Pervert. Bargain, though.
He's a hero.
He can change his hands.
There's a lot in here for a fiver.
And there's some little toads.
Is it really? Tight cunt.
Go on then, Josh. What you got there?
Let's have a look. What we got here? I've got three things for a fiver.
I feel like I've won.
Fucking hell. What we got here?
What we got?
Rechargeable. Ah, oh, he's very thoughtful,
isn't he? So thoughtful.
So thoughtful. Rechargeable keychain light.
He's a lovely gift giver.
What's this one? Oh, but nice. It's a double-sided bum-face scented soap.
Nice.
Now,
nice.
Is it centered as your bum and your face?
No, one side for your bum, I'm guessing. One side for your face.
But it says bum-face scented soap.
It's bum-face.
Bum
soap,
and face.
But it is also centered.
For a cheeky smile. Turn me over.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Oh, bloody hell.
Never get your cheeks mixed up again.
That's what
you don't want to do that.
And then. Totally embarrassing dad jokes.
Josh, what? Stop shouting.
Oh, sorry.
It's so loud.
He's had a beer.
Ears?
Sorry.
He's had a fucking beer.
He's had a beer and he's all wearing.
I've got headphones on.
I've got headphones.
What small red and whispers?
I don't know.
Is that the answer to that joke? Because I don't get it if it is. Say it out loud. Horseradish.
Horse. Oh, horse, because of its throat.
Oh, it's spelt different, isn't it? Fucking hell.
Horseradish.
No, it's not lost.
What's this one here?
It's a great joke. Do another.
What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing, it just waved.
Are we going to say waved?
How are we going to say waved?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
I like that one. I like that one.
Do a couple more while we're here.
Oh,
I got a box full.
Carry on talking then. I'll open them now.
Talk amongst yourself. Stop screaming in your mic.
Shut up. Fucking hell. So fucking loud.
Perforated my eardrum. Hey, Dan Brown. Pass me my dribble of Guinness, please.
Let's have a look here.
There's a bit echo. I just heard a bit of an echo there.
Cool.
It's because we're in a wooden recording studio.
I know,
it's not a shed.
But you know, like when it sounded.
That's right, echoey. Got that, Dad. Thanks very much.
Might could be my mic picking up. It's a bit technical talk here.
Might be because Gobby.
Mebs.
We had.
Mebs.
When I were picking yours.
You're going.
Where are you
it's
going?
It's got some packaging to it, hasn't it?
When you were picking mine up, what?
When I were getting yours, I'm like, oh, where can I go? I get something for Matt. And Mila went.
Your child.
She went, why are you getting something gay? And I'm like, why?
Because he might like it.
Like, that's quite funny, but last year,
I got
pretty
gay
sure
last year.
You got gay soap or something.
Gay bar, innit?
I've used that, played havoc with my skin type.
Did it?
Mm.
You're not supposed to put it there, though.
Terrible.
Because scented. I can't have scented soap, mate.
How much do I love tomato soap?
I don't know.
Tomato soap?
So it's because we're talking about soap.
I hope you don't
How much
like
do
it
I
all?
Love tomato soup?
I don't know.
From a head tomatoes.
That's quite a lot.
You know.
Next.
Bear dad joke that, bro.
I know. How does the moon... fucking hell. Funny, I'd like two beers.
Yeah, you're nearly swallowing microphone.
How does the man in the moon get his hair cut?
I don't know.
He clips
it.
A guy just threw a milk... Fucking hell.
You've got to put that away before you come out.
Maybe
there.
I just can't read. Yeah. A guy just threw a glass of milk at me. How dare he?
Full fat or semi-skimmed?
Didn't say.
Write down your pizza order.
Dogs can't operate MRI machines.
Cat scan. Dogs.
Cat scan. I like a cat joke.
I like a cat joke.
That'll funny that.
Thanks,
Josh.
Don't ask me how. I won't.
Hey, do you know why there's no pharmacies in Africa?
Because they're all...
Because they can't take pills on an empty stomach.
Ooh.
It's a bit
dark.
a bit dark.
It were dark, but it were lighter than one out that came to my head. Well, yeah, don't say that.
Don't you say yours?
Don't. Yeah, I meant me, not say the answer.
Ah.
Because there's obviously there's African listeners that would be upset.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
But, no, that's proper who they are.
I'm a Geordie.
There, I got them done.
Are you putting them away?
Phoebe would like them. Oh, no, I can leave them out.
Leave them out.
Sure.
Leave them out, because then when it goes a bit slow...
them torches are fell asleep.
Just pick a shit joke out. Whoa, why didn't you say torch on?
Jeez Louise, that's fucking all right, isn't it?
Sacre bleu.
Epileptic.
You're mad on Timu.
Yeah.
Did you get it from Timu?
Did you get AliExpress.
AliExpress. Fucking hell.
Sounds like a shit train.
Which cheese is the
saddest? Hello there.
Which cheese is the saddest?
Who was that?
Ali.
Cheese. Didn't even get a chance to say it.
Go down, dear. Come on.
Come on, Josh. Why are we waiting? So
I don't know, I'm trying to
just read one. Just read it. Read
if,
the one.
If you rush me, I'll fucking fuck it up. Why did the poor dog chase his tail? Because he was trying to make ends meet.
You know what I used to think ends meet meant? I used to think ends meat was like a type of meat that that like poor people had to get from somewhere. I didn't realise it was making ends meet each other to survive. I thought it was make ends meet, like you're making some shit food.
Some shit meat, yeah. Of ends.
Well, I get it now, but it's one of those...
That's what it's like growing up in Maltby, though.
Making hens meat.
Yeah.
It's like some really shit chicken.
Yeah.
Go on, next.
I'm just trying to find a good one.
All right, aren't they all great?
They're not all great. Right. Oh, I can read it if you want. But
just
who invented the round table?
Arthur.
Circumference.
Ah.
Circumference?
Oh, that makes sense as well. That's clever and educational. Isn't it?
See, that sounds not funny.
Brownie, why don't you play Ash? Have a shot.
Shot.
Have some of that copper beer rum because it's fucking right nice.
Have that mangoist Smirnoff.
Or have some zero fucking Heineken.
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, because he's not drinking, is he?
There's some Budweiser.
Why did the puppy sit in the shade? Oh, I've got some crackling going on.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some crackling going on, I have.
Mess with you.
Not poor crackling either. Why did the puppy sit in the shade?
Because it wanted to.
Because he didn't want to become a hot dog.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
I know. What a wank present, Brown.
It's crackling, isn't it?
It is. I wonder if it's a microphone.
About time we got some new equipment.
Or something. I know.
Getting some new equip soon, aren't
we? Fucking hell. Discord and Patreon's piling up, innit? If you want to get on Discord.
Well, if you do want to get on Discord,
it's all
yeah.
dead fun.
Get on from a 5 quider. Which one's that one? Packet of crisp or some shit.
Tigger mic. Have you messed with
it? Is it?
Things like that.
2-2.
I mean, I ain't got it now.
Twist that.
But I ain't got it anymore.
Yeah, but twist that.
Don't twist that.
Top one.
You can't twist top
can't
one.
Can't twist top one. It's fixed,
yeah, it's
isn't
upside
it?
Down, isn't it? Do that one. Yeah, just make sure it's in.
It's in. It's definitely in. Oh, I'll spit on it.
It popped.
God,
it's
in. It's
in.
Sounds better, doesn't it?
Maybe it is.
We'll see. We'll soon see.
We can only apologise for
somebody
the
somebody asked me today to fucking make another category. I can't keep making categories.
Show categories.
Shameless, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I suppose I could keep making categories, but then everybody just talks in general anyway.
Yeah.
And it upsets me that. I want to go, you're in the wrong category.
Wow, you sound horrendous.
You're in the wrong category, so you need to talk in another one, thanks.
There we go.
So, yeah, new equipment. It'll be on its way soon. We've got to get some, haven't we?
We've got to be millionaires by now.
Nearly.
Surely.
Not far off.
Nearly your millionaires.
Fuck, I'd be paying me £10 a month for fucking ages.
Okay.
But yeah, Patreon, Discord. If you want to get on Discord,
it's at, innit? Discord is the thing.
It's like a lovely brotherhood, sisterhood community.
Now, we have got people on Patreon that aren't on Discord yet. And if you don't want to, then that's fine. But if you do want to and don't know how to do it, just message us and we'll talk you through it.
Just message anyone.
Because it's dead easy.
That's what happened with Dev.
I mean, you can message me if you want, but I'm pretty useless and unsocial, so I don't really talk to people. But...
Innit?
See, I'm A-class celebrity, me, in this, so I don't really talk to people. You have to talk to minions first.
Yeah, if people try and talk to you, though, you just fucking...
Yeah, face to face I do. I'll have a message, I'll be all right. Saying that, I had a nice message. Oh, I've lost my phone. Brownie's my phone on the floor. See ya. I had a nice message and I said, oh, I fucking forget about that. And then you guys said, write it in your notes.
And you forgot about it until we're rapping.
Yeah, really. I have forgot about it until I'm rapping, but I've got a message in my notes that says Damien's message. But I can't remember what he messaged me on.
Right.
So
Sounds nice.
I know. So he did send me a nice message. I shared it with you guys. And it is nice when we get messages because sometimes you feel a bit shit and you don't really want to like, oh, I can't be fucking bothered. I mean, we all get it. Nobody can be 100% in all time. But then when you get a nice message like that, it just like makes you go, do you know what? That's why we've done it, isn't it? That's why we've created this and started it. And in all honesty, it's further in and better than I expected.
It's a very pleasant side effect because we didn't think that it were going to be like this.
No, definitely not. And to get messages, shall I read it?
Yeah.
It started off as one of Dan's fads. Dan came up with an idea and we went along with it, and it's rooted itself.
Worked out all right, isn't it?
Go on, get it read.
I'll read you this message. It says, hi, mate. I'm really glad I've come across the JTA podcast. I've never been entertained by them before, but I really enjoy this one. I feel like a lot of what goes on in the podcast is extremely relatable, especially some of the circumstances of your life. You've briefly mentioned in the last couple, which has made me feel better about certain aspects of my own life, and more people than you think go through different things. The laughs are quality, so you should all just keep it up. Good work. And it just like, you sit there and you go, fucking hell. Somebody's actually bothered about the shit that we're chatting.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody relates to the same stuff that we're doing. And I think the biggest thing that we get on messages is how relatable it is.
Yeah.
And it just hits home and makes you go, fucking hell, there is other people going through the same sort of stuff that we're going through.
We're keeping it up. We're going to keep it up. The only way it's not going to keep up is if we get fucking banned.
Yeah.
But that don't happen on podcasts.
But you can't, because it says explicit everywhere.
Yeah. So, no, this is going long term.
Isn't it? I mean, if work were going to shut us down, they'd have done it by now.
No, they've had
it. So that ain't going to fucking happen, is it?
No.
We're looking forward to keep going. Next year's going to be bigger and better.
Work ain't shutting us down. I don't know if I spoke about this on the last one. I can't remember when we actually recorded it, but speaking to Big Boss, Simon.
Big Boss, Simon.
He's well on board. He loves it.
He's on board,
yeah. So I don't think we've got to worry about on that.
Definitely
on that
not.
Side.
And next year is a big push for shows, for do's, like getting togethers, all that sort of stuff. We had a bit of an idea. Well, I had a bit of an idea of creating some sort of truck show, but that might be a couple of years down the line. But that takes some fucking mad organising.
Yeah,
but... You said that, bro.
That's not got an airfield.
It's not a fucking it's not a fucking million miles out of reach. When you think about it.
It's not. And I've sent a message to Stockyard.
It'd take some funding and it'd take some organising. But it's not out of reach. We just need a few more people to commit to stuff a bit more. And we can make these things fucking happen.
A couple of live bands. I'll get Matt to come in.
Oh, yeah. Bring the horizons on his way.
Get him on stage.
Fucking hell.
He might fill it out a bit, though.
That'd be right good if he did. It would easily fill it out.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Well, that's it, innit? But do you know what I mean? It's fucking... This thing wouldn't happen without people listening and joining in and messaging us and just fucking getting involved and enjoying what we're doing.
Innit?
It's fucking great. And I think this is New Year's Day today.
So yeah, we've got legs and we'll keep running as long as we're powered.
Well, I won't run. I mean, you might have to be carried a little bit, but I'll pick back up.
Brisk walk.
Fucking you can't.
Don't walk fast, Josh, because it annoys me.
The Ash's trailer.
Especially sweating.
I don't really sweat.
I don't
in my head. I don't pit sweat. I get a line here, yeah.
Under boob.
Yeah, it's not under. I like to think it is over belly as under boob.
Same area.
It's same area, but it just sounds better as over belly, doesn't it, than under boob?
Mm. It does, yeah.
So over belly is definitely better.
So what are you doing New Year's?
Remember that advert? Belly's going to hit you.
Yeah, Reebok. Reebok wearing it.
Why'd you say that when Ash
got belly chasing somebody down the street?
Why'd you say that when Ash walked in?
Well, it's going to get him, innit?
Rude. So is your silver Volvo not ready? Andrew said it was shit. Said he were in it.
It's not as good
shit.
As white ones, is it?
Is it
white ones are better spec, I think.
All right.
Yeah, but fuck him anyway, nobody cares.
No one cares.
Yellow ones are where it's at.
Not here anymore. Go on.
So basically, the white ones...
No one cares.
They've got everything in them that you need. TV, coffee maker.
TV? Don't need it.
It's got fucking everything.
You aren't going to have time to watch that fucker, mate.
And the silver one done, that's it. That's the only difference. But the silver one's got alloys on it. It's just not ready for me just yet.
Ooh, wow.
I give a shit about alloys, Daniel, thank you.
So you're having the silver one?
I am.
I'd rather
just
have
not
a white
right now.
Not right now.
I'm going to have one of the old ones.
You know what? I'd rather have one of his scannies because and then when he replaces them...
That's what he said to me. He was like, unless I replace the older Volvos before the silver one's available, then you'll be getting the silver one.
In all honesty, I've driven Volvos and I prefer Scanias.
It's the seat. I can't...
But ours are cheaper than cheap. I don't even fucking
You're really
heated.
Not going to be much better on a Volvo seat, trust me.
What?
Don't upset him. He's proper looking forward to it.
The base of them is really, really flat. So
it's not base it's your view, though, is
back.
It?
It is.
It'll
be the base.
It's not your base.
Base.
I like buttery base. I like buttery biscuit base.
Yeah. He likes dicks in his face.
I like dicks. I like dicks in my face.
Where were we?
Patreon. We were rapping. We were fucking off.
Join us Patreon because it's right good.
It is right good,
and that's right good.
Yeah, we got Dev in, didn't we?
Tony. I think Tony would just... He was just starting a fucking night shift Boxing Day night, and he would listen to a recent episode and then ploughing through Patreon stuff. He's probably still listening now.
Tony.
What's your name?
Ezekiel.
No, it's Tony, a dickhead.
I don't know. Get on his website.
Fuck
get some
you,
merch.
Tony.
Fuck you, cunt.
What is your name?
Get some merch.
There's merch.
Fuck you, Ezekiel.
We've got new merches and that. I'm sure we should have some lanyards soon.
You
better not talk
about
my mum.
The prints are all apparently coming.
Oh, yeah,
sure. There were some with the new ones, but they're on the way. And so we'll get some. I'll do print some t-shirts for all of us with new stuff on. Hey. I'm just chucking about logo. I'll get us all a t-shirt and then we can all get some photos out and then get everybody keen that way.
Yeah, we've got stickers.
Yeah, I've got stickers. Oh, there's something on your watch. I'm upsetting you there. we're disturbing you.
Don't talk about it. Stop referencing it.
Rate and review us. Because we like that and it helps us.
It does really help, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does.
Just send messages and pictures and stuff. I just love being tagged in stuff.
This year we're going to go bigger. We're going to go better. We're going to go fucking deeper and harder.
Uncut.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Yeah. That's it. Fuck this shit. Let's go.
Yeah.
Happy New
Year.
Man's drying up.
Have a nice day.
Seth.
Bye-bye. Fuck all bugger.
Did you do? I was really excited because I thought pizza was really good. Fuck, we haven't ordered him yet.
Man, we've been sat here.
What, have you seen what me and Dan are pizza burger. I've never had one. I'm going to have a pizza burger. Well, just get something else.
I'm going to play it.